This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Vegas, party time!
Super Don, you're not here partying with me. What's wrong?
Viva, viva Las Vegas. This is like your 300th trip this month, or this week, or this year,
and
right?
And only more coming. But, folks, we got Freshman Friday coming up. It is Friday, and I'm in Las Vegas. We'll be back in studio with the DACA Detox momentarily. But, Captain Morgan, are you with us? We got some follow-up to do in just a moment.
Ahoy there, mateys.
Yeah, so you'll love this. I arrive in Vegas, take a Lyft, L-Y-F-T. I like that service. And
they're like Uber, right?
Yeah, I've had some good experiences with them. And then I pass this billboard on the way to the hotel. It's a huge billboard. It says organic, non-GMO, Mexican food. I'm like, what, did I arrive in heaven? Come on, this is Las Vegas.
You always find these places somehow.
Yeah, so we head there for dinner, and it's in a strip club. It's like, what?
What?
Yeah, I know. It's in the same building. It's separate, so I didn't see any naked ladies. Don't worry, Captain Morgan. It's all good. But
an organic, non-GMO Mexican restaurant in a strip club. I'm going to guess they give all their change out in ones.
I don't know. Somebody put it on a credit card.
So oh, okay.
We'll have to see about that. But anyway.
Wow, this is a first.
Yeah, and then... I just toughed it out. I was exhausted, but there was a Prince dedication show kind of thing, Purple Rain, and it was awesome. It was so much fun. I was up clapping and dancing in my own silly way till about 11 at night.
Wow, 11 o'clock, really burning the late night oil there in Vegas.
Maybe 11:30, and then I was done. I was off. So anyway, we'll get to some more Vegas stories a little later. We got surprise guests. Hopefully, we'll hear from Doc Harmony. And the Harmony Cone ear candles and more today from Vegas. But we had some great Freshman Friday questions, as always, last week. And you were asking about autoimmune diseases. I don't know if there's anything lingering, because there's never enough time, and you have such good questions.
Well, I really appreciate you diving into it, because not just myself, but so many of my friends have been diagnosed with one type of autoimmune disorder or another, and it just seems like they're getting kind of more and more random. There was... one of my friends was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder of the blood cells, specifically.
Yeah.
So, not Crohn's, not something anyone had heard of before, but, you know.
Did they call it lupus?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. These blood disorders are really, you know, they're rough and tumble because the docs, you know, they know chemo. That's all they know for these things.
Well, they're putting her on an immunosuppressant that isn't quite chemo. It's something else. But somebody that I was talking with yesterday, and what we were kind of trying to figure out is if so much of these disorders are caused by toxins in the environment that you and I discussed last week, things like vaccines and GMO foods that kids have growing up, and it kind of builds up in their systems. Why is it that families with more than one kid can have just one kid that comes down with an autoimmune disorder, but all their siblings are just fine? Like, is there something that makes one kid more susceptible than another? Because they're all being raised in similar ways and places.
It's absolutely a great, another insight from Captain Morgan, Super Don. I don't know how she does it, but a lot of times we'll talk about families who have obesity running in their families, and you'll go back and look, well, they're all eating basically the same thing, the same amount, and so they're all resulting in the same obesity. So how is it that one child is not obese, for instance, in a situation like that? And that goes into bioindividuality, and as a homeopath, we talk about different constitutions. We have a constitutional types. Certain people tend toward lean. Certain people tend toward weight gain. And certain people tend toward cardiovascular disease. Certain people tend toward skeletal inflammation disorders. And these also relate to something in homeopathy we call miasms, inherited predispositions. And so there are strengths and weaknesses in each one of us that are different, unique. You can even find some maybe subtle differences between twins even. But there are more significance between family members that you can't pinpoint that everyone's going to react or respond the same. For instance, you know, I grew up, I have a sister, she's two years younger than me, and she ended up with a lot of emotional eating disorders and things like that, and we're in the same family. And so we were raised pretty much the same. So there are different things we come in with, different strengths, different weaknesses. It's the best way, in a simplest perspective, that I can relate that, yes, it is possible to grow up in the same family, eat the same food, and one person appears to be healthy and another appears to be very ill.
So
listen, people like to go to genes. Your genes cause everything. And I think they do play a role, but they're not they're not, you know, it's not, completely decided, because there are things that you can do that will cause the genes to express in different ways, right?
Right. Well, exactly. Genetic expression. But the inclination, if you will, toward, let's say, methylation. That's the whole concept with the kids that are vulnerable to vaccine injury. They are not methylating. They're not binding heavy metals and excreting them properly, readily, efficiently. And so they're much more vulnerable. And so you might have one family member that has autism and another doesn't. But the indication that one does should be enough to say, you know what, we're not going to risk it for our second child. So that is a very real issue, a distinction. And how do you know the doctors are not testing these kids before they give them drugs or vaccines, etc.? So it's an incomplete science from the medical perspective, where they claim the mantle of science. They're not actually doing their jobs to see, you know, how vulnerable would this child be to this specific treatment or preventive methodology, however non-preventive I perceive it to be. They're not even doing what they're trained to be able to do and should do.
If you went to a homeopath or a naturopath with some of your young children, is that something that they could kind of test for and look into? Is there something out there that can kind of mark that?
Yes. In fact, you know, homeopaths are typically trained in constitutional typologies, and they will go through a long, what they call anamnesis questioning. They might spend 2, 4, 6 hours, depending on the type of homeopath they are, to go really deep into this to find out what are these strengths and weaknesses. Now, if someone's been studying it for a long time, they might be able to pick it up pretty quickly just by looking at you, and it looks like it's magic or a psychic thing. But you know, the experience of seeing thousands and thousands of patients and seeing patterns emerge is very powerful, perhaps more powerful than any Star Trek scientific kind of technology that says, oh yeah, we'll just rely on the computer to tell us. I mean, that's cool, and I'm not opposed to that, but you cannot replace human experience in that regard to help and see, you know, pick out what are the strengths and weaknesses of this child, this teenager, this adult, and then indicate these are the things that they need to look out for so they don't end up down that road of autoimmunity or immune dysfunction.
Interesting. Well, that's cool that there are some options out there. You know, you don't just have to cross your fingers and hope for the best. You can do some testing and some studying and teach kids early to kind of understand how their particular body works as opposed to their brothers and sisters. So hopefully they can make some good choices for themselves.
Right, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I'm here speaking at the American Naturopathic Medical Association this weekend in Las Vegas, because this is the renaissance in healing. It's going back to the future or back to the past, and it's not that it eschews modern technology. In fact, I'm looking over at some Star Trek-y kind of pods, and I have no idea what they think that they're being exhibited here. But the reality is nature is the healer, and unless we go back to those principles and learn from her, learn from creation and the principles that are laid down to all of creation by that which created us all, you know, we're going to screw this thing up because man's got such arrogance to believe that he can out-create the creator. It's like, no, learn from the creator and apply those principles. And that's what these naturopaths are primarily trained to do.
Good old natural medicine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not that every naturopath is also going to be natural, believe it or not. I mean, I've lectured at the oldest naturopathic university college in the country, and I spoke at their gastroenterology conference, and I was shocked that I was the only person presenting that did not focus on a drug-intensive therapy for, you know, colitis and Crohn's. I was the one who said, here's a way that we can do this without drugs. We can recover these patients. And so it let me inside the door to see how far naturopathy in some ways has strayed from the origins of naturopathy. Now, I'm not saying that it's horrible and it should be banned. That's not my perspective. I believe in freedom and healing. If a naturopath wants to be more medical, just hang a shingle and tell them that. Or tell them that you came from a school that focuses their more modern medicine style of naturopathy. But I don't want to also say, well, the naturopaths who don't do it that way are like, they're bad, they're worse, they're not as good. Because in many cases, they could be superior to that technology, drug-intensive approach that some naturopaths are adopting. So it's it's an interesting thing that we're witnessing here, that everything's coming out.
Well, I guess the moral of the story is you really have to be listening to what your body responds to the best, right?
Yeah, and your intuition, that gut sensation. No, that's what we talk about, that. But if your gut is so warped and destroyed and surgically altered, it takes a lot of effort to get back to there. But I think we have intuition, and I think that we've been told that that's not scientific, so we abandon it, when in reality it's the deeper connection to the source of all sources, and it's perhaps more powerful than any scientific PhD researcher could ever be.
Well, but I think you made such a good point that you know, if your gut is super messed up, or if you're just living with a whole lot of stress and sleep deprived and everything else, it is really hard to know and understand what your body needs. So it's so important. And I know my life changed a lot when you start kind of reducing that stress and
yes,
taking time to rest and really give your body a chance to tell you what it needs.
You're right. We live in that fear with the gut. That's where I was too. And so replacing, rehealing, whatever we got to do. Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's up, Doc?
It's Detoxit Friday. He's the Doc of Detox. Detoxit Friday with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Dr. Daryl Wolf, you know, I'm going to have to rethink these Detox of Fridays with you, my friend. It's getting a little crazy. You're so popular that my mom, I don't know if she started your fan club on Facebook, but she joined it and invited everybody else. I don't know about this relationship anymore.
Well, you know, she actually called me up yesterday, and she called me son.
Oh, man. I tell you what, you had an agenda, didn't you? You're taking over. Look out. It's the Daryl Wolf Show. Man, we have fun together. We really do. And I love that my mom loves you as well, and it shows that you're in the family.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And you know what? I don't mean it quite like this, but I'd like to be in everybody's family. I'd like to everybody's family to be in my family, because we are family.
You know what? How do I say this? That concept is something I learned early on when I was a teenager, or even in my early 20s, and I started traveling around the world and meeting people that I had a very strong bond with, right? These spiritual connections you have, and they feel more like, more than just random humans, like they're part of this family. And I know folks that will talk about this idea of the family of humans, but you know, how do we get beyond the distinct differences that we're thrown at? You know, all the people trying to divide us and experience the things I've experienced and you've experienced in your life to become family like that.
Well, first of all, you know the story. It's called divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at a corporation, or you're looking at our government, or you're looking at somebody that wants to is power hungry, they're going to want to do that. But if you base your life on love and you process through your heart, then we know what true family is. But at the same point, if I could say something, Robert, mm-hmm. When I say that we're all family, look at, I've got two brothers, and one brother I'm in touch with all the time.
Right.
And I understand him. I understand his. Everybody's got their quirks. And then I have another brother that is so full of anger, and he's pissed off at the world. And I haven't spoken to him for probably 12, 13 years, not without trying though. But I want to tell you something. So what am I going to do here? Am I going to grieve for him? Am I going to feel bad for him? Am I going to feel sorry for him? No, Robert, we all have choices.
Well, I was thinking about the big G word, guilt. You know, that's a big part of the Catholic and Jewish religions. I'm sure it's not exclusive to those, but the idea that you should feel guilty about these things when, you know, we've talked about the fact that when you make transformations and changes and really begin to love yourself, there are certain people that will drop out of your life if you allow it to happen. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but because they're not supporting that love that you now have for yourself that you might not have had before.
Well, the other thing, too, is you need to look at this, is that we all have different measurements of how guilty we are. And some people could do something very bad and they can just brush it right off and say, what can I learn from this? And you know what? Here's the other thing. If you were brought up really religious and you believe that you were a sinner from the minute you got here, then you're toast already.
And not cinnamon raisin delicious organic toast either.
That's
not the kind of toast you want to be. The guilt factor. You know, we talk about the toxin of fear. I don't know if we've discussed guilt so much. That's an interesting concept, how that's used to control, guilt and shame, used to control people rather than uplift them.
Well, guilt's the biggest illusion that you could ever have. Guilt serves no purpose. Now, understand this. Guilt serves absolutely no purpose except bringing down the human soul. That's it.
Except to bring down the human soul. It's like they made funny movies about that where moms would guilt trip kids, right? You never call, all of that. That's a mild form of guilt versus some other things. Now, is that to say that if you acknowledge a wrong that you may have done to someone, that you don't try to correct it in some way? But isn't, again, there's confusion about what to do. You know, what is appropriate? People say, well, that's an appropriate emotion if you do something wrong. Or is it? Is there some other way to go?
Well, first of all, you know, there's intentional and then there's not intentional. You know, I can't do better until I know better. You know, that's like people coming into the clinic and they come in and they look like they're 9 months, 12 months pregnant. And I know that they're carving out and eating sugar, drinking alcohol. And you know what? I can say to myself, my gosh, don't they take a look at themselves? But at the same time, you know, we got to get back to that subconscious thing, Robert. You know, people do not realize that we are robots. They need to get this. We are bloody robots.
All right. We're going to go into the subconscious programming that turns us into robots and how we can reverse it here with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, as Detoxa Friday continues, heading to ANMA in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hope to see you this weekend.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries, injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Every time I'm hanging out with the Doc and Detox, whether it be by phone, Skype, radio, or in person, it's an uplifting experience, I have to say, Daryl. And again, this may be why my mom's a big part of your fan club now. And I was obviously just joking about reestablishing the relationship because I don't feel bad about it at all. I love when the vitamin L is flowing and everybody is uplifted by that as opposed to taken or reduced somehow. Now, you mentioned as we were going to break about the subconscious. We talked a little bit about the issue of guilt. When you do something wrong intentionally versus unintentionally, how do you make amends? How do you correct it? How do you not become, dragged down by your own choices that might not have been the best choices?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to understand what's going on, though. I mean, I'm more interested in not having somebody apologize to me about something they did wrong than have them understand that they're running subconscious programs that are causing them to do what they do. Like, you know, when somebody says, oh, she's just a bad girl, he's just a bad boy, you know what? No, they're not. They're running bad programs that they got from their parents or their peers. So I'm not trying to pick on the parents, but, you know, the first thing I did many years ago when my kids could acknowledge the fact was I apologized that when they start having trouble in their life, that it's something that I taught them that they're going to need to try to get rid of. Because I never realized that I was taught dysfunctional things from my parents. My mom and dad, God love them, but I'll tell you something, they were so dysfunctional. My father was a born-again Christian that couldn't get baptized enough. My mother was an alcoholic that believed that lying was the only way that you could get through this life. And I love both of those people, and both of those people were... both of them did not love themselves, and they were both on either side of the spectrum. Yeah. But who was there, Robert, to tell them that they had programs that they were running in their subconscious, and they were creating all this anger, hate, fear, sadness just to feed the monster they didn't know that lived back in the cave?
Yeah, that is a point when we begin to understand our parents' backstory. And that's the thing, like my mom wrote a whole autobiography about her life. And you begin to understand more about, well, why was she like she was? Why is she like she is? And it humanizes the folks that, you know, as I'm raising my children now very, you know, in a conscious way, hopefully. You know, I talk to my son Elijah and, you know, he'll get annoyed with me. I said, you know, that's part of my job here is to not let you out into the world to become a Ryan Lochte at age 30 or 31 at the Olympics, where you go out on a drunken binge and vandalize things and then lie to the authorities and make stuff up about what really happened. I'm like, at 21, at 18, at 19, you know, we do stupid stuff. But at a certain point, I had to ask, was it because the parents thought that love was never calling out the kids when they did something that was going to be, let's say, harmful to themselves or others?
Well, I don't know, Robert. I think the whole thing's all messed up to begin with, because I think that the more majority of the population doesn't even know what real love is. Mm. So, you know, everybody wants it, but everybody's scared of it. And then when everybody has it, they mistreat it. So we got to go back, and we need to start a love school, Robert. We need to start. What does love really look like? What does love really feel like? Well, until you honor, protect, respect, and love yourself first and foremost before anyone else and everything else on this planet. And I'm not talking about your maker, because we are our maker. We are a piece of our maker. I'm talking about everybody else. And Robert, I do. I honor myself and love myself more than anybody else on this planet. And by doing that, I love everybody else on this planet.
Honor and love yourself. Now, I am in Las Vegas for the American Naturopathic Medical Association. You want to talk about a place that's like supposedly like an adult playground on Earth, like the Disneyland for, you know, they gamble, they drink. You know, I don't do those things, and I'm not making judgments on these things. But at the same time, what about folks that like to occasionally indulge in those behaviors that we might describe as self-destructive? Is there a way that somebody could say, you know what, one day, once in a while, I want to do this thing. I'm going to go in consciously, going to do that, and then move back into this other state. Does that mean that they hate themselves for that day? I mean, because it's a controversial thing to try to describe these things for a lot of the human population.
Well, the first thing is, do you really appreciate yourself? Do you know yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do you ever take the time to even do that? Or most people are on autopilot. You know that. Okay, so we talked about this, I think it was the last show, about how we're the only species with a brain, but most people don't use it. And when I say this, most people do not think. Do you actually, okay, let me put a challenge out there to everyone today. Starting from right now until you go to sleep, I actually don't want you to just go in zombie zone or autopilot. I want you to actually think about everything you do, everything you say, and everything you feel today. Actually think with your brain. Just don't do it. You know, like I was saying, how many times could you find yourself already at work, and meanwhile that's a 20-minute drive, and you can't even remember getting in the car? So we do so much on autopilot. My wife goes and says something that triggers that that dysfunctional program in me, then that triggers me to trigger her dysfunctional program. And now we can both realize that we're both a piece of crap because there.
Daryl, we talk about it from a holistic healing perspective, the benefits of fasting, right? But I found that the harder fast to do, it's pretty easy for me not to eat food. It's like almost, that's cake. Funny irony there. But if you try to do a mental fast where you do sort of what you're describing to become totally conscious, get off of autopilot from subconscious to conscious, observe all of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions that rise up throughout the day. And then, of course, somehow take them into that loving space, whether it's to see the light or someone you love dearly, something like that. That takes more discipline than not eating in terms of fasting. Have you experienced that?
Well, Robert, yes, but I've been working on this for a long time, and I've got it nailed. So I've nailed this. I actually think. I think throughout the whole day because that's the only way you can stay present. That's the only way that you can enjoy yourself and really feel love. And that's the only way you can stay connected to your creator. You cannot stay connected to your creator if you don't do that. So if you're not thinking, like actually thinking and being in the moment, because being in the moment is called thinking. That's what that is. That most people never live in the moment. They don't even know what the present is. They gave that away because of fear of the future and guilt from the past. And you put them together and you've got one big sandwich that nobody can digest that turns into pain, inflammation, and scar tissue and creates a life of misery.
All right, more wisdom from the Doc of Detox here. Remember, check out his website, docofdetox.com. Also, the International Training Institute of Health. A lot of opportunities to learn on-site with Dr. Daryl Wolf, as well as remotely via phones and conferences through Skype, different things that are available to you, webinars and things. The Healthy to 100. What were we calling it? Not the club anymore, the community, right?
Yeah, it's a Healthy to 100 community because that's what we are. We need to become community because people do not have a community anymore. And our community is going to teach people how to actually allow themselves to love themselves because in this society, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, and don't ask for permission where none is required because when it comes to loving yourself, no permission is required.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is, again, powerful subject matter, and I know folks are listening and re-listening because it's kind of that food for the soul, in a sense. And when we talk about the mental thought forms, I think they're a little bit below where we would go to that direct spiritual link. I think the mind is that powerful tool that we often allow to abuse us, right? When the mind gets into the controlling power as opposed to that which is that deeper link. But it's a skill, isn't it? I mean, it's not something that people, how do I say, since we are programmed, we have to unprogram consciously then to reprogram consciously.
Absolutely. And if I can say this, I've been working on this now for years, probably about a dozen years. And within a few months, I'm going to be coming out what's called my Braveheart training. And it's going to be part of the online training. It's going to be my main online training. And I want to get that out to the world. I want to get it out to the world. And it's something that's so simple that if a person does this and they apply this within 33 days, they will know that they are allowed to love themselves and believe in themselves and that actually it's the only way to go. And within 9 months, the same time that it takes to birth a baby, they will have the real them, the real you that will come out. But it takes time. You know what? It's like this. Do you know why people aren't healthy today?
Well, I have a few answers to that. Where are you going?
They don't practice health.
Mm.
You have to practice it every day because it's your body, it's your life, it's your love, it's your soul, it's everything. So you have to practice love each and every day, most of the day. Now, mind you, I'm doing other things throughout the day, but I've taught myself how to do that. And you need to do that if you want to experience what we came down here for. We came down here to experience love, joy, happiness, and the thrill of everything being human.
Well, you know, deep breath on that, and certainly getting there. Like if you look at a Dr. Daryl Wolf and you say, well, it looks automatic, Daryl. I don't know if I can pull that off. You got it going on. But as you've tried to relate to us, and I think very well, that it didn't happen the first moment you decided to do it. It took that practice, that little bit, like we talk about detoxification. It's not all at once. You'll die. You know, you've got to retrain the body or allow the body to do what it's designed by God to do by getting the heck out of the way. Little things like the DACA Detox Daily Cleansing Tea, as simple as that seems to be, are a great step in that direction.
Well, you know what, Robert? I got to a point in my life that if I couldn't change it, I didn't care if I died. Because I knew it had to be better than this. So just understand something, everybody out there. You know what? I was as miserable could get, because the people who were around me were so dysfunctional and I thought I was so had it together. Until I realized that it was my own dysfunction. And understand something, even when you really do change and you embrace this new way of life,
yes,
you will be able to look at people that you love, and if they don't want to change and stay in their dysfunction, you won't be judging them anymore. And it was your judgment that was hurting you and them.
Wow.
Now,
hey,
okay,
we got to enter that judgment-free zone a little bit deeper when we come back from this break. The DACA Detox is with us, DACADetox.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Daryl, you just mentioned before break, like the judgment issues, and that's a huge one. It's not like we want to abandon the ability to discriminate right from wrong or what can harm us and what can help us. But the judgment-free zone, we hear about it like, come into our gym. It's a judgment-free zone. No one will judge you. What kind of layering to this concept of judgment do we have to understand, or is it a lot simpler than I'm trying to make it?
Well, I'm just going to tell you my personal opinion, and I hope not to rattle too much. But here's what I believe. Just like, you know, when there's a government in play and they're trying to put a stranglehold on the people, everybody wants to make changes. But we have to basically wait until the people that are in power in that government die. So here's the deal. So if you take a look back in a couple of generations, you will find out that life was staunched in religion, wasn't it? Life was like the fabric of our life was just raveled in religion. And the biggest part of religion is you're a sinner. And you're always guilty, and you can never do enough to right yourself of your sins.
Right, to become absolved in a sense, forgiven.
Okay, so here's my deal. So I do a lot of consultations on people with emotional issues from A to Z. They come to see me from all over the globe even. And here's what will happen is we'll be doing the consult and they'll be going along and you can tell that they're just oozing with guilt. And I'll go, are you religious? No, I'm not. Well, then do you believe that you've sinned? No, I don't believe in sin. Oh, well, then where does the guilt come from? Because if you don't believe in sin, okay, because sin just means missing the mark, but the religion taught us that sin was something really bad and that made us really bad. So if you don't believe in sin, then why would you be guilty? Because this is the first time I remember coming here. So when I make a mistake, if I've hurt someone, of course I'm going to say I'm sorry, you know, and I'm going to learn from that. But it's our first time here. You know, when when we have little babies, they can poop their pants. We don't get mad at them. You know what? Well, guess what? I can still poop my pants, and I'm not going to feel guilty for it, because if it's something new that I'm trying to do, I need to be able to poop my pants, clean up the mess, and move on with my life and move forward so I can become successful.
You don't want a poop anchor to carry around with you all the time. Just move on.
Well, you know, just lighten the load. Let's go.
Right? Lighten the load. That's appropriate in the way you say it. Now, folks, if you want to take part in the Braveheart training or any other training through the International Institute, Training Institute of Health, ITIOH.com, there's a toll-free number you can call, 855-900-4544. 855-900-4544. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'm here in Vegas today, and of course, Dr. Daryl Wolf is reaching out from wherever he is, traveling around the world, helping folks out, and he'll be with me and Ty Bollinger and more at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas. There's like 120-something seats left, and it's going to sell out. So you want to rub elbows with the Doc of Detox. Plan to be there. Anything else upcoming we should know about? Remind the folks.
Well, just that I've got a deep tissue training and a whole life coach training coming up in September. We still have about 4 spaces left. And the Healthy to 100 community is rolling out its first webinar on September the 14th. And then we officially open up the Healthy to 100 community in October. That's it.
Beautiful. Well, we got a lot more healing to go, and each and every week there are more fans that are joining the fan club of the Doc of Detox along with my mom. I still don't know whether she founded the club or just joined it, because she was sending out notices. Everybody should be joining this club, a fan club for the Doc of Detox.
Well, thank you, and I'm really happy that your mother believes in me that much that she's joining. That makes me feel great. And just remember something, everybody out there, I believe in you.
Yeah, and that belief starts with also recognizing that you have the power to heal, which is why we rephrase it every hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show to say, in fact, Doc, you can tell them.
No, go ahead, Robert.
Okay, here you go, folks. This is just a gentle, loving reminder. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.